Okay, we'll go ahead and start. Judge Conkley?
I'm present.
Judge Gabe?
Here. Good morning.
Good morning. Judge Larsh?
Here. Good morning.
Good morning. Judge Zahner? Ms. Bartleson? Mr. Thinke?
Here.
Mr. Landry?
Here.
Ms. Levere?
Here.
Mr. Rule?
Here.
Mr. Taylor?
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki?
Good morning. I'm here.
Thank you.
Morning, David. So I heard a couple people chiming in as we're taking roll. Let me just see if others have joined us. Judge Larsh?
I'm here. Good morning.
Great. Thank you. Perfect. Great. Judge Zahner? Not yet. And I think we heard from Ms. Bartleson that she would not be able to make it. Is that correct, Cottrell?
That is correct.
All right. So I want to take a moment as our meeting starts to welcome our new members to the Fiscal Planning Subcommittee. Thanks so much for volunteering, Judge Larsh, Judge Zahner, and Ms. Levere. I don't think I've left any new members out from the list, but if I have, Cottrell will tell me that. And to those members who remain with us, thank you again. To the new members who have joined us, we conduct these meetings with every hope and opportunity that if folks have concerns, they'll chime in. But candidly, we've learned through the course of the reports that are submitted, they're usually very thorough. And many times the reports, as a matter of fact, almost without exception, the reports follow all the requirements for the funds being protected, whether they be children's waiting room funds or other funds that are previously obligated. So we usually conduct these motions in somewhat of a summary form in the sense of we just ask if anybody has questions or objections, and then we turn to a group to a vote. And that has worked pretty well for us in the past. But again, if you have questions as we proceed, please let us know. And once again, welcome. As a ministerial task, I would invite a motion from any member that was present for the September 2nd meeting to approve the minutes of that meeting.
Yamasaki moves, Judge Conklin.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Landry seconds.
Moved and seconded that the minutes of the September 2nd meeting be approved. Any opposition to that motion? And hearing no opposition, the minutes are approved. So we only have one item on our action agenda for today in general, and that's the Children's Waiting Room Fund Balance. Oksana Tuck is prepared and to present on this, and prior to going live, I ask Oksana to present. You have folks on page 5 of 33 of your materials, continuing to page, I think it's all the way through page 7, are the 7 requests summarized from the individual courts, and then each of their applications for children's waiting room funds are included in your report. Oksana, I should have asked you this as well, but besides summarizing the 7 requests, can either you or Cottrell, whoever prefers, just give us a quick overview of children's waiting room funds and why the fund balance cap request is necessary?
Yeah, sure. I will jump in.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Oksana Tuck, Senior Budget Analyst with Budget Services. The current Judicial Council approved children waiting room distribution and fund balance policy places a cap on the amount of children waiting room fund balance courts can accumulate. According to the policy, review and adjustment of children waiting room fund balances is on a biennial schedule beginning in 2016-17. Courts with fund balances that exceed the cap are required to return the excess amount to the child court trust fund following the end of the fiscal year, unless Judicial Council approves a court request for a cap adjustment. In August 2021, it was determined that 14 courts have 2020-21 year-end fund balances above their cap, totaling $2.85 million. The summary is presented in Attachment B, which is page 10 of the meeting materials. 7 of the 14 courts have submitted their request for children waiting room fund balance cap adjustments, totaling $2.28 million. The seven quarters listed in the report beginning on page 5 with a very brief summary of each court request, and more detailed rationale is included in attachment C through I beginning on page 12. All remaining seven courts with children working room fund balances above the cap listed on page 7 have agreed to the fund balance reductions. Those reductions will be applied in October 2021 distribution number 4. Today's recommendation is for Fiscal Planning Subcommittee to consider approval of the seven courts request for children working room fund balance cap adjustment. Today's recommendation would be considered by the Council in its January 2022 business meeting. With that, we're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Oksana, thank you so much. That was, as always, a very thorough and accurate summary. And folks, as I'm sure you've noted when you read the reports, exclusively these reports are touched by COVID and what's described as a pandemic. So each of these requests are impacted, again, I'm repeating myself, by COVID. I'm not sure if any of the courts making the requests have joined us for the meeting. If you have, you're more than welcome to comment if you'd like, but as I've made a comment in our prior meetings, we have your reports, unless for any reason your information today is different than the reports, then there's really no need to present unless we have questions for you. So with that, are there any members of FPS that have any concerns about any of these specific Children's Waiting Room Fund request balance caps?
No concerns. I just wanted to note one of the requests is from our court, so when we get to the vote, I will be abstaining on that one.
Okay, so we'll show that Chad is going to, Mr. Finke, is going to abstain individually from the Alameda Superior Court request. Hearing no other questions, is there a motion to approve the seven requests as set forth at page 5 through 8 of your material?
Rule moves.
Gabe, second.
Been moved and seconded that the seven Children Waiting Room Fund Balance Cap Adjustment Requests be approved. Now that the motion is pending before this committee, any additional discussion or concerns about the motion? Hearing none, it's been moved and seconded that all seven requests be approved, noting Mr. Finke's abstention. Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing no objection to the motion, I'm going to deem as chair the motion unanimously approved by the FPS committee members, and therefore the action item is approved to be forwarded to the Judicial Council. It usually appears on the consent agenda at their meetings, as I expect it to appear here. And I think that concludes our agenda. Does it, Cottrell?
That is correct.
Okay. So for the new members, welcome. Our meetings are usually pretty efficient just because, again, the members are so prepared. This one, is a better example of that. Wasn't a lot of controversial items to consider. So we do thank you for your preparation in advance, as I do all members. Any comments or concerns for the good of the order?
Cottrell, this is Judge Zehner. I joined a few minutes late, but I was there for most of that conversation. I just wanted to let everybody know I was here.
Great, and welcome to you as well, Judge Zehner, as a new member of the group. We appreciate your presence and your preparation for the meeting.
Well,
I wish you all well. Continue to stay healthy, please. I know we're all struggling with pandemic-related issues. This is an example of that, and we are doing our best to address those needs as we just did. Hearing no other requests, Cottrell, when's our next meeting?
Those are scheduled to still be to be determined.
Okay, great.
The next one, I think, is in late October, but there you'll have a patch of funds set on behalf requests.
Great. So we'll be in touch with everybody. Really appreciate your preparation today and your participation in the meeting. We are adjourned. Thank you all, folks.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you and goodbye.